Blog Talk Radio. The views expressed on Talk Real Solutions, hosted by Tyrone Thompson at TalkRealSolutions.com, are the views of Tyrone Thompson and do not reflect the views of TalkRealSolutions.com, YouTube, or etc. The content here belongs to Talk Real Solutions and its many contributors. Views and opinions expressed by all contributors belong to them and not TalkRealSolutions.com or Tyrone Thompson, the host, or etc. All data and information provided on the site is for informational purposes only. Talk Real Solutions makes no representation as to accuracy, completeness, correctness, suitability, or validity of any information on this site and will not be liable for any errors, omissions, or delays in this information or any losses, injuries, or damages arising from its display or use. All information is provided on an as-is basis.
Yeah, welcome everybody. My name is Alfrax. I opened up the live tonight. Fortunately, I wasn't able to hear the show tonight with ABC. Of course, I had another prior engagement. Hold on for 1 second, guys. Hold on for 1 second. Yeah, I was unable to hear the... Well, I heard the beginning part of his show around 9:30, and I had prior engagements. And I hope it turns out pretty well. Letting you guys know, anybody hearing, we're off on YouTube, trying to get another YouTube channel up going again. But I hear we can have backups like Facebook Live. I implore everybody to, you know, still check out Facebook. I don't know if you have to be a friend of his if you see it on Facebook Live, but you guys, if YouTube's not up, you always definitely know the conference call and check around. If I'm able to do it and if a host contacts me and if they want to broadcast on BTR, well, they can get in contact with Tyrone. They can get the host link, and they can take calls from BTR also, just like I'm doing it, so I'm not special. But other than that, we're still rocking and rolling. Well, wow, man, I wondered, did anybody let tonight call for Donald Trump making a statement? He hasn't addressed the nation. You can't address the nation. They need to take this Twitter account away from him so he can go old school and do as the other presidents did in the past, address the nation. This nation supposedly been addressed a long time ago. A couple of days ago, he should address the nation. But he wants to get on Twitter and do such a thing like that. And now people, I don't know how people are just trying to play games. Listen, yo, I know this protest is being infiltrated, but it's not being just infiltrated by the left. It may be being infiltrated by the right. You know, some of the grandchildren, some of the cousins are the ones who went to Michigan and pulling out their guns. How you know they're not infiltrating it? Why is always the leftist movement? Some of them people may be out there because they lost their jobs and they've taken it out of the government. Remember, just a couple of weeks before this, people were applauding those people and said, hey, you go against the government. They was caught up in their emotions. They broke the law. They said, I'm not going to stay in my house. But it's amazing. Do you hear other people right now saying, listen, break the law, because that curfew, that is quarantine. That's quarantining people so they won't have violence on the street. Why is no one objecting that the black people or these protesters, why aren't you objecting that the police and the government is forcing them in their houses now? You see how politics is? Motherfuckers. Why motherfuckers don't give a fuck what politicians say? Because it's flip-flop. hypocrisy. That's what people are trying to say. The whole thing is about being hypocritical. You say this is a racist black country. All of this is an experiment, man. That shit is just written on paper. People are going to look out for their boys, their cousins, and their sisters. But that's not what the Constitution says. The Constitution says don't look out and give favoritism. But human beings, they're human beings, yo. You gonna hire your son before you hire a bum off the street. But we have to have some balance to that. And you can hire your son, but we're gonna force you. You're gonna have to hire somebody. You might have a family business. Yeah, you might have the management of your family, but the labor force, you're gonna be able to hire some outside community. So, this is a lot of things, man. I was out and about. I really wasn't paying no attention. As long as I know Baltimore wasn't as bad as other type of, yeah, let me see. I don't know why I'm hearing the echo. Maybe I need to turn my shit down. But yeah, man, that's pretty amazing. Trump has to come out and address the nation. And now it's Antifa. But now Antifa gets you back. Listen. It's been infiltrated. You have a lot of sophistication there. You know they have FBI agents, CIA agents all around them. Every goddamn state, every state has an FBI headquarters. They have the feds down there. They know that. It's been like that all the time. But let me tell you something. This is unfortunate. This is the only way traditionally that black people really can get something down that. Now, it was peaceful. But what happened when it was peaceful? Killed leaders. No police officers. For the most part, I think we had one in Oakland. A police get runs over. And I think somewhere else in I forgot what state. Okay? They say a police got shot. And we send condolences to his family. Someone shoots the police in front of a federal building. I don't know if that has nothing to do with the protest, people. I don't know. So I put that, I don't know if that has nothing to do with it. But for the most part, you are breaking down buildings and structures. You know it's been infiltrated. You see writing or spray painting on a barrier that's blocking the streets in Minneapolis. It says, no towns, no structures. Black folks don't write shit like that. I know my people. But my people ain't going to write no towns. No, they're going to say no justice, no peace. But no towns, no structures? Come on, man. Listen. I'm not going to say it's all Antifa doing all of the violence. Come on, stop that. They may be doing the more sophisticated. They may be more operational. They're getting a lot of job done. They're organized. They're speeding up the process. We were organized in Freddie Gray. The youngsters was organized. That started on Facebook and here in Baltimore City, ladies and gentlemen. It's easy to organize anybody you want because of social media. Then people are talking about, they're going to track. So what? Everyone's being tracked. If you're concerned and saying someone is stupid, shut up. If you're on this line, every time you have dialed into this, talk to me. Someone knows that you have talked to me. It's somewhere in a database in the system, on somebody's server. So what? They want to look up that I talked to ABC last night. They'll find out. So fucking what? Give a fuck? But everybody's going to track them. They got cell phones. They're going to track them. And state laws and all this type of stuff in local areas, and they're not doing this, and people just can't believe burning up. Listen, man, everybody's mad. Everybody's mad. The thing of it is, I'm laughing at Don Lemon tonight. Don Lemon sounds like me tonight on his show. Don Lemon says, where are y'all stars at? Why y'all ain't speaking out? I don't think he should have got the stars, but I'll get to that in a minute. Where's all the stars at? And I'm going to open up the lines as I get my monologue off. And if there ain't nobody going to say shit and talk, I just end this motherfucker. But listen, where's all y'all stars at? All y'all guys all rich money. Why y'all not calling into my show? Why you keep on talking black stars now? All you black people with all this money, where are you at? Why are you not speaking out? What can you say? He called them out. All the educated, basically said, all the highest and busy, you have all the money, you have all, where it's out. He said, Beyonce, she said something other than Beyonce. No one has been saying anything. Oh, why, you upset because you're thinking about your losses? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the infectious disease has already messed up this economy. Don't blame it on black people because the economy or this movement. No, bro. Our people are out there mad, and then now you have 40-some millions or 60-some millions Americans out of work. Well, they say 40 million out of work. They got out of time. And when you got out of time, people get mad. And when you got out of time, people start thinking about politics. They're not working your mind. They do not want you to think about politics because you start becoming more political. They got to keep your mind. I'm working. I'm taking care of my kids. You're not worried about them too much. But if you got idle time and you're starting to break this shit down, ordinary people that's usually working don't think about politics. They have to listen to politics because they have to say about when they're going to work, when they're going to make decisions, how are you going to do it all this shit, yeah? And people may not just care. Maybe there are some people out there that probably wouldn't look at CNN on a regular basis, but then now they're unemployed, they got a little money from the federal government, and now they're looking at this and they're saying, damn, that's fucked up. Ladies and gentlemen, those four people, they all four of them should be locked up. All four of them should be locked up. You know why I voted for Governor Hogan? Well, you know why I love to say that Governor Hogan received my vote? Because when we had the Freddie Gray, guess what he did as a leader? He comes to the actual protest site. He stands in the middle of the hood. Look at Pennsylvania Avenue. Oh, the white man. The one that got the Asian wife. Republican. I voted for him. And let me tell you one thing. I was an emotional motherfucker when I voted for him. And I'm glad to say, I was emotional when I voted for Hogan. Why? Because that was a sentimental value for the governor to come square in the hood and say, man, these people need help. He immediately after that sent $3 million to the children's programs. Immediately $3 million. Now, it took black folks in Baltimore, because before that, they closed all the swimming pools in the rec centers. Kids ain't had shit to do. But got all the rec centers, right? Well, it took us to riot those kids, to riot to get that money. Before that, they wasn't giving shit. They closed everything down. This year, the state meeting, he said the crime in Baltimore is Maryland's number one. We're talking all this, but my number one is agenda is to get Baltimore straight. Hogan. Now watch this. Ask your question. This is how you make changes. First of all, you get the President of the United States to get a press conference and address the nation. That's number one. How you go to the community, how you really do, FBI, you go to the protest site. You go to the protest site. You have your police around. You have them guard you around. You take and you be bold. You go in the middle of that protest. You get on your podium and you say, we have now arrested this person. Governor, get off. You have your point. You go to those protesters. You go to guard. You do whatever. Or it's a security risk. No, you be a leader and you take it. You go downtown to your city hall. If you can protect those football players from all those parades, especially at the coronavirus, you go down to those people and you make your announcements to those people. That's what you do. You go in the mix of the monks of them. The problem is people are controlling people that they do not want to fucking even stand next to, even eat with. I don't want to fucking be around you, but they dictate you. That's what you do, the FBI. You want to make your shit, and no, you go down to that community, and you get on the microphone, and you bring those charges out. That's what you do to let the people show the support. To show them that you care. To show them that you're not scared of being around them. Because you don't want to be around them. Some of them police officers that's controlling those communities would not sit and eat with the people who they lock up. It's fine. But they get paid to control them. I don't know if there is an echo. Then maybe I do have an echo. Hold on.
Muted.
Now let's see if that works. Yeah, that's out of it. I don't have nothing in that chat room. Nobody's in the chat room. Nobody's over in BTR, so I can meet that mile. Wouldn't even do it, ladies and gentlemen. You go into those crowds and you go into those midst and you let those people know that this is the changes that we're going to have. So I want to say, remember, it's been infiltrated, but it's just not infiltrated by a lefty. It's infiltrated by multiple types of people, people who got idle time on their hands. Man, they're destroying a lot of historic buildings, a lot of historic buildings. I mean, so many historic buildings there. I mean, you fucking touch the library. Black people don't usually do that. That's not on our record. That's outside. You don't fuck with no fucking libraries, yo. You know, you have jokes that black people can't read. I guess we're not going to fuck with the libraries. I don't fucking know. But that's some outside shit. You got to realize Minnesota is dealing with the tribes and stuff, the Indian tribes. They have a lot of sacred ground, as they say. Sacred ground. People just going up there and just turn it up. That's some pitiful shit, man. So I'm going to open up the mic. I see a couple people on the lines. I'm going to open up the mic because I don't want to hog it up, guys. I just opened it up real quick. I'm going to be... Get me a body heat and I'm going to be gone. But the main thing I want to say before I go further, open it up, I got a lot of things I want to talk about. Where's Donald Trump's press conference to the nation? His country is burning down. You guys got to realize there has never been, if any president, all presidents before him, we know if they were going through this crisis, right? They would have been addressed to these. Where's Sarge at? He's on the line. He probably went to sleep. He's lucky, Eddie. But did anybody ask him that when I opened up his line? Did anybody ask Sarge why didn't he dress the nation? Did anybody consider that some of the people from Michigan may be trying to go ahead and, fuck up the towns? I don't know. They say undercover police officers. And guys, this is not a surprise. There's an overwhelming, at this point, infiltrators because the coronavirus, these people may be mad at the government shutting them down anyway. Some of them people may be thinking that the police is the symbolization of a government, the federal government, telling them to stay in the house. But it's amazing. It's amazing. They got curfew. Don't break your curfew. Bring the National Guard out. When people break laws about current coronavirus, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is crazy. See, this is how I see it. You got the conservatives got a whole lot of shit. People say, you know what? We got to stay in the house. Stay in the house. So we can save other people. They tell us conservatives, buck the system, go outside, say fuck them. We're tired of it. Lives going to be lost. But when we go out in the street, about police brutality, that's going to be just like a virus. They said, y'all be able to be out there. That's crazy. Everyone has their political tolerance. Ladies and gentlemen, they know how we get down. And I'm saying the reason why it's a little different, a lot of people are not working. A lot of people have an opportunity to watch the news. They can see this shit. I don't know why the stars are not coming out saying shit. Are they worried about their money? But T.I. saying, I'm getting a little earlier before I go, I'm going to open it up. I want to comment, and I have a philosophy with T.I. said, you motherfucker, you. And I'm like, what the fuck? Now, I know my city, Chile. Y'all already know Baltimore. Y'all saying, Baltimore, we're not trying to. Y'all cities like Atlanta, y'all do y'all thing right now. Come on, yo, the world always we trying to we bleeding in this city. We didn't always do our thing. We have something, a burnt rod. Even Baltimore said, no, they look at the city, they're like, yo, we don't need nothing but burning. We gotta rebuild, yo. But what T.I. says to me today was some high city Atlanta shit. Some Atlanta housewife shit. Huh? But I'm going to open up the lines, man. Howard, I see you on the line. Y'all on the line? I'm going to open it up. But I'm going to give my comments on what you are, my philosophy, and how I break it down. And it's about the niggas and the, the black conversation, the bourgeoisie, and that mayor. That shit sounds real good and clear. Huh. But see, I ain't going to go there. But I'm going to open up the line. What's up, Howard? I see you on the line, bro.
Q&A session is over.
What the hell T.I. said?
Huh? Well, I know I'm eating. Everybody waiting for my... I'm trying to lift all the truck, yo. They say I talk too much and shit. I'm trying to get a bite to eat and shit.
I'm going to be on mute, man.
I'm trying to get y'all to, I'm a gimp because, when I go in, I'm going to go in and shit. They say I talk too much. So I'm trying to basically listen to my corrective criticism. But y'all give me 5 minutes. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. This motherfucking crazy. What goes around comes around. That shit crazy what that nigga did. And motherfucker like, yeah, he right. You don't know niggas like I thought. See, I don't know niggas like I thought he knew niggas. Man, for real, yo, y'all waiting for me to talk. Well, I'm going to talk then. Can I talk with my mouth full?
Does that help me
to fuck him? I'm going to be real with y'all motherfuckers. I had me a nice seafood platter. Right? Yo, like 2 hours and I was hungry as shit, yo. I was hungry as shit, so I waited. And if I tell y'all what the fuck I'm eating now, y'all motherfucking like, damn, all fast? I'd be like, damn, guess what I'm eating y'all right now? This being recorded. That's what I'm eating, yo. And I get a quick-ass meal, yo. That's fuck. I spent all that fucking money. But it don't hurt. Some big ass crab cakes and fries. No, I ain't. Potato salad. Some greens and shit. Right? That's what I got with the seafood salad. And I had some sick buffalo shrimp. That shit wasn't shit, yo. So guess what now I'm eating? After eating that motherfucker like $27 plate, right? I'm eating some motherfucker. Chicken oozing and noodles. With 3 hard-boiled eggs, y'all. See, I'm not too high for giving you. You know what I'm saying? I remember that meal that I'm eating now. I'm a balance. I don't forget where the fuck I come from. I don't forget where the fuck I come from. Nigga, shit. I had them oozes and noodles just in case for motherfucking storms and all that shit. Then they go give me some oozes and noodles, nigga. Sometimes I eat that shit. Huh? But this shit, man, it makes me want to think I never know when I have to go back and eat that every goddamn day. Now, guys, I didn't even hear the whole fucking interview with T.I. until I'm like, don't need it. I heard him, this is what T.I. I can hear, I could get the message. Basically, T.I. was saying that Atlanta, Georgia was always a prominent place where black students succeeded in the black businesses, and we always were paramount. Hold on, I got a meeting. Y'all motherfuckers.
Q&A session has started.
Matter of fact, I got to mute everybody. I was quiet, told y'all to talk while I was eating, and now somebody's going to cut me the fuck up. I don't know who it was. Please don't interrupt me. You know what? I think I took it off. You know what I'm going to have to do?
Unmuted.
Yeah, it was on that. So check this out, guys. So what I hear is, hold on, guys. I know where the echo is. I got it. Hold on.
Muted.
I don't know where the echo is at. Okay.
Unmuted.
All right, that should be the echo. I should have got rid of the echo.
No, still didn't get rid of it.
Oh, wow. All right, well, let me go down here then. You going? Because I got to go in this motherfucker. Motherfuckers want shit on our motherfucking people like you, all that. Nigga, what the fuck? All of us black people in Atlanta and all these shit, bitch, we go through shit. Fuck what you talk about, bitch. What could this nigga talk about? Like he got, yo, what the fuck is this nigga talking about tonight, yo? Hold up, let me go down, because I'm going to yell. I got to go down. I got to go down to the dungeon, y'all. Nigga, I'm going to down to the dungeon on T.I. Nigga, I'm going out. I'm going to throw some lyrics on this nigga, y'all. Now, let me tell you one motherfucking thing. Hold on for 1 minute, guy. Now, let me tell you something, guys. I know Atlanta has Spelman. I know Atlanta has Morehouse. I know Atlanta is where all the quote-unquote, like T.I. was trying to subliminally message. All y'all niggas from L.A., Watts, Baltimore, Detroit, Philly, y'all done fucked up y'all cities when y'all had police brutality. Y'all fucked and burned up y'all shit, y'all black businesses and shit. But no, Atlanta is special. We was always with the Spelman and the Morehouse and the House of Diddy Blacks and the Education, and we got black business down here. Oh, we, and always, Atlanta was always people where y'all can come to find y'all stuff, you know, where y'all fuck up y'all other shit. Listen to y'all, bro. This shit is hitting all of our cities. This motherfucker going to sit up there and say that because they crashed the CNN building? If the CNN building would not have had police, would not have had a police station in the CNN building, they probably wouldn't have tried to get to CNN. They probably wouldn't have got CNN. What the fuck do you mean? Basically, he says, y'all tore y'all shit up, but no, it ain't going to be no rise down here. It ain't going to be. Well, at this motherfucking point, of course, in time, motherfucker, 25% of the business ain't going to come back before this shit. Before this shit. Ain't nobody asked for that man to do this shit. Ain't nobody asked him for doing this dumbass shit. You know how the fuck we are. This is the only way that we get motherfucking solutions. We burn this shit up, then they give us curfew, then they talk about get changed, they make fires. This shit is not over. T.I., you cannot listen, these young people out here from the ages of 16 and 26 is the most dangerous time for any male in this fucking world. You were once like that, brother. You forget where the fuck you come from. Because you're thinking about your money. You're not thinking about the motherfucking mission. That's our only mother, even though you say it's fucked up to burn your own shit. This is the only fucking way that you can do, because you don't have no military power. This is the only way that you can get that motherfucking attention by doing something so bizarre that other people don't understand. Don't you know that the psychology, when someone is being abused, they start turning on their fucking self? You already say the black man is wrong in everything he does, the community, even when there's no rioting in the community. You still say, no one wants to go to these communities. We're going to move away from these communities. But when they burn up, they go, why are they burning up their communities? You ain't like the fucking community any motherfucking way. Don't say Atlanta's not like any other city. It ain't like all y'all other black cities. Oh, Atlanta black boys ain't like y'all black boys. What if hypothetically speaking, the mayor's son would have mistakenly or accidentally or intentionally got killed by one of her police officers, and they didn't know that the person was her son? What if T.I.'s, what if his son just be on that? Hypothetically speaking, she can kill. What?
and they wanted to ride in Atlanta for his son, T.I. would not say a motherfucking thing. He wouldn't worry about, listen, Atlanta is split, always been a split. The bourgeoisie, black, Spelmore, Morehouse, kind of educated black over here. Niggas over here. You used to come from the niggas over here. You rapped about the niggas over here. Niggas over here cannot beat that military or that police. What they do? What? When the niggas ask for it, they just burn some shit up. Beat some shit. How many officers have been killed? I mean, I don't want any officers to be killed. One in Oakland, he said he was standing in front of a federal building. I don't even think he was. He said he was guarding the front of the floor. I don't even think. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. One officer got ran over. They didn't even, but for the most part, people ain't banging on no goddamn chick, cops. So you want to talk violent? Well, don't listen. Watch this, guys. If the police cannot pull out their guns right now and shoot into the crowd when the crowd is being violent towards them, you should be able to hold your restraint when you're patrolling your beat on a daily basis. It shows that you have the fortitude to do it. Ha-ha! It shows. Well, why are you not doing it? Why are you not pulling out your guns and shooting into the crowd? Is that why? Because the world is watching you. The helicopter is watching you. CNN is watching you. How many of you see the pictures of an officer trying to obtain and grab a protester? And that officer got the protester. He's dragging the protester towards his other troops, and he's about to arrest him. And you see the other protesters just calm and just like, no, you ain't taking him. You ain't not. So they want to bust. No, no. And how many of you get happy for the protester, or do you get mad that the officer didn't get the guy? Where's your psyche? Huh? You don't have to tell nobody. Huh? Do you root for the people who got the criminal away from the officer, or do you just upset that the officer didn't get the guy or the protest? Ask yourself that question. How did you feel? Huh? You keep thinking yourself, I'm about to open up the lines again. But guys, what I want to say about T.I. is it's going to come. We're not subject to this. See, the hostilities don't understand. Everybody's going to be out there. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. And like I told mine, I said, listen, the protesters you see now, this shows how America, racism is still affecting this country. This is a part of its DNA. Instead of dying people out, there needs to be a new consciousness in this shit. We are supposed to be in the streets like we are now in the streets, or I'm not out in the streets in Baltimore, but people are supposed to be in the streets like they are now, where the infectious disease has killed billions across country and across the world. There is a vaccine shortage. We're struggling for resources. And it didn't happen. But why are we doing it? America's old sin keeps on motherfucking doing it. Now, not the virus, not an infectious disease. We're out there because someone killed someone in broad fucking daylight. So, guys, I disagree with T.I. I don't know. I understand about the businesses to try to keep it calm down. The mayor, she's yelling like she's somebody's mother. You're not my mother, woman. Y'all going to the CNN building and that man. Listen to me, woman. Them people don't give a fuck. They don't think CNN is on their side and Fox against them. Them motherfuckers don't listen to politics like you. You call them thugs and miseducated and shit. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say that it shows that they, any laws get changed, it's going to be because of them thugs out on them streets. And all y'all bourgeois motherfuckers, I know that motherfucker had a show last night. See, I know a motherfucker, him just loving this shit. Look at the niggas. Oh, I got me some entertainment now. I got my popcorn. Oh, you see that nigga? That nigga up there. Oh. I'm here enjoying niggas in the street. Give me some entertainment. I can talk about y'all. Do shit. Guys, I'm going to open up the mic. That's just my opinion, man. And that's it.
Q&A session is over.
Hey, who are you talking about? T.I.? What's going on? Anybody hear me?
No, I'm talking about T.I., nigga. Talking about niggas can't ride in L.A. and Atlanta and shit. Talking about. You know how he said that shit, nigga? Look at y'all get. Yo, basically, y'all niggas been migrated. I know how he talked. Y'all niggas been migrated down Atlanta because y'all fucked up y'all city. Now y'all coming out here talking. Bitch, please, nigga. You're going to hit your fucking town, yo. What are you talking about?
There's other people that helped build Atlanta.
Build Atlanta, right.
From Atlanta that came from there, or particularly from the city. There's people that came from other parts of Georgia that made it happen, and then other people from other cities. That's why, because it's a hot spot now.
Right, because it's 96 Olympics and shit. What are you talking about?
I do know this, that they up in Beverly Hills in L.A.
Muted.
Yeah,
I
had to get them Adidas.
Yo, them Adidas are y'all crazy. But listen, though. I'm saying somebody helping niggas out. And I don't mind. I mean, shit, niggas probably don't mind the help. There's nobody mind the help. I'm telling you, that was some sophisticated shit that police station, yo. They got that shit. They know what they doing, y'all. I bet they got some ex-military out that bitch out with somebody coordinated, y'all. Niggas got a lot of time on their hands, yo.
Niggas out of work, too.
Shit. They feel like us. They feel like them niggas all the time. She's just come around, but Howard, I'm talking about the last two sentences that T.I. said in that press conference. That's what I'm talking about.
No,
that's what I'm
conversing. I was saying,
with him and T.I. and shit. Yeah, with him and T.I. and the mayor and all that shit. So, but Don Lemon, man, if I could find Don Lemon, went on them motherfuckers tonight, yo. I said, Dad, yo, Don, you sound like me. You sound like me. He was getting all. He said, Hollywood, where y'all at? Y'all ain't saying nothing, Hollywood. Y'all got all the money. Y'all got all this. Talking about y'all texting. He said, stop fucking texting me, talking about, well, you're doing a good job, dog. I think motherfuckers just really like, I ain't going to say nothing because I ain't going to tell them motherfuckers stop.
I like how he also, you know, cleared it up with the Reverend. You know, which I like him a lot from the Poor People's Campaign, and tell him, you know, he says, definitely you do what you do and you know, Republicans, but you got some fucked up Democrats out there as well. You know, stopping the shit, slowing down a lot of shit. But I'll tell you this, there's a balance, because if this country was ran by all Republicans, this probably would be a whole different scenery.
I am. All facts, can you play... can you play clips, All Facts?
Nah, yo, my pick was I can't. I'm down in the basement, yo. Tonight, I can't play Chris tonight. I got the house. I got company, tonight, so I can't be like, no, I can't play Chris, yo. Put it like this. I don't know why I'm telling my business and shit. I thought we was on a private line and shit. See, no, I can't play Chris tonight. But yeah, it's a couple of sentences, man. But the last thing that T.I. said, man, it's just like you know, like Atlanta can't be like touch with lies and shit. Like, you know what I mean? You guys, like, maybe he was talking about the outsiders and shit. I don't know. But when that CNN shit was like, that CNN building, they were shouting like, yo, man, why we on your side, guys. Why you attacking my building? Nah, nigga, sniffed them damn police out your goddamn. They snuck them police in that motherfucking building. They trying to get them headquarters, yo. So, it's gonna be a copycat of them headquarters, yo. It's gonna be a copycat, yo. They're gonna try that. That's gonna be the new target in all rides for the future. That headquarters, yo. They're gonna try to burn that shit down. That's gonna be the goal of the market. Burn it down. So, but like I was getting ready to say.
When the voiceless are not heard, that's pretty much what they do.
Right. And the only thing I was saying is, I was thinking like, all right, yo, you know, you got to take your little wins and move on. You know, if they going to let you burn it down for the 3 nights, tonight they wasn't joking. They wasn't joking. They regrouped. They got more men. They wasn't joking tonight. So you just go ahead and take your little, you know, take your little wins out of 4 days. You got them for 4 days. But when they come back, yo, they ain't playing. They might pop somebody. But, yeah, man.
They were hitting people, too, with that Billy Club. Even in New York, they hit a woman. They was pop, pop, pop. I was like, damn. They were hitting everybody. Then again, they did burn a police van in New York again. So, you know.
They said half of all the cases, the hot spot in New York, all that shit, the Bronx, Brooklyn. He said Bronx, Brooklyn, yo. Half of the cases, black African American. That's what Cuomo said. So I don't know, man. I just hope with them, none of them guys was out there trying to spread that disease around.
Listen, he's saying it up.
More people of color died from the COVID virus than white people. That is a fact. There's a slight disparity in New York State, nothing like what it is in other states, and we're proud of that. But there is a disparity, and there is an inequality, especially across this country. That has to be addressed. That has to be addressed. It came to light. It was exposed because of this situation, but it was there, and it has to be addressed. And there is a larger context for this conversation today, right? For 90 days, we were just dealing with the COVID crisis. On the 91st day, we have the COVID crisis, and we have the situation in Minneapolis with the racial unrest around the George Floyd death. Those are not disconnected situations. One looks like a public health system issue, COVID, but it's getting at the inequality in healthcare also on a deeper level. And then the George Floyd situation, which gets at the inequality and discrimination in the criminal justice system. They are connected.
There you go. That was the mayor. The governor. Governor.
Cuomo. I want his ass to run now, yo. While get Biden out of that bitch, yo.
Yeah,
damn, I want his
motherfucking ass
to run right now.
He even pointed out the cases that happened in New York with the police. He didn't have no motherfucking shit in his tongue. He said it started with the Amadou Diallo. He went down the line. I thought he had a paper. He went down the line.
Man, that shit about memory to yo. Yeah, New York, yo. He know that shit.
Listen, what those kids are doing right now, I was back then with the Amadou Diallo shit. Let's just say that. I'll keep it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that shit on I saw that shit on Netflix. What the fuck thing I saw when they bring all the cases up? Not police. Damn, they had Earl Sharpton. Yeah, but that's the MVE Diablo shit. Yo, that shit was crazy, y'all. That shit was crazy.
And that sick shit they did to the other brother, the African brother. That shit was sick. When with that sodomized and shit.
Right.